He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Monday, June 15th, and the Texans started their first day of mini camps today. There are some new arrivals, namely quarterback Rex Grossman and defensive end Connor Barwin. Now, head coach Gary Kubiak said that Barwin looked like the fastest player, especially the fastest defender, on the field. He also was pretty impressed with Rex Grossman. He said that Grossman will be competing for a backup spot behind Matt Schaub. Now, it's not clear whether the Texans will take three quarterbacks on their active roster, but Kubiak's going to just put them all out there and let them compete.
Well, I mean, he just got off the bus, literally, you know. he's obviously swimming as far as what we're doing. But, you know, he can make some plays throwing the ball. That's what he's always been able to do. And naturally, we got a lot of work to do with him, catch him up mentally with what we're doing. But, it's normal for him to step in the huddle and play football, and that's obvious.
I see a guy who's just a playmaker. He does a lot of things off schedule. I think if we can, within our system, get him calmed down with the ball, you know, as far as where we want it and consistency and those type of things, I think he fits well with what we do. But, it's hard to explain, but just he went to individual drill, watch him just step up there and call signals and go. It's not that big deal.
As for Barwin, he's finally a Texan, officially. You know, he's been waiting it out to be able to come to practice with the Texans because he hadn't graduated from college yet. NCAA rules state that all players must go through their college graduations where they can report to NFL teams. He's glad that he's finally back on the field and making up for some lost time.
Working with guys, have a helmet on, actually be playing football because I've just been running around, jumping, lifting weights for, you know, the last 4 or 5 months, so it's finally good to be out here on the field with other guys.
Now, also in the news, tight end Owen Daniels signed his one-year tender with the Texans, and general manager Rick Smith spoke to the details about this deal. He said that he knows that he can count on Owen, and he's looking forward to maybe even getting a long-term contract out there.
Owen's a big part of what we're trying to do. We want to get a long-term deal. I am very motivated to get that done. That has not changed.
So how concerned are you, though, that he's not going to have to sign?
Well, again, I think, I said this last week, every day that you are with your teammates, you get better. And that's what we're focused on. We want to continue to get better. We've got a lot of goals for this football team this season. And, every time you're with your teammates, you're better. So, from that standpoint, I think he would have been better served being with the day and lifting and meeting with the rest of the team.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.